From NPR News, I'm Tony Cox. In an LA Times story that ran Christmas Day, Carol Williams reported from Haiti that, quote, life remains cheap and security elusive in a society so broken it cannot cobble together even the means to accept humanitarian aid, end quote. That's why U.S. Army War College experts suggested to American military commanders an international protectorate might be the only way to deal with the Haitian crisis. The idea has stirred up some enthusiasm in Haiti, even in a year marking two centuries of independence there. Carol Williams is the Caribbean bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times and has probably spent as much or more time in Haiti than any other recent correspondent. She joins us now from the studios of member station WLRN in Miami. Carol, nice to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
You know, things have to be bad when you're celebrating 200 years of freedom and entertaining the idea of a foreign occupation.
Things are definitely bad in Haiti, and I think the concept of a protectorate arises mostly out of frustration because of the absolute devastation and hopelessness that emerged in September and October after Hurricane Jean triggered flooding in the north and, you know, inundated Gonaïves and some of the other northern cities. And the international community wasn't even able to get aid to the people who needed it because gangs were blocking the port, preventing the containers from being processed. They were attacking convoys on the roads to Gonaïves. They were stealing it from, you know, the women and elderly who were being given priority in the distribution. It was total chaos. There was no semblance of any local authority to, you know, assist in the distribution, and people just became so despondent and desperate that, you know, there was no way to even help people in the situation.
Is there just a total collapse of the interim government under La Tortue then?
It's not the interim government that's collapsed. It's more the regional infrastructure. There's no municipal governments anywhere. There's no police force. The army was disbanded by Aristide 10 years ago. The schools in Gonaïves haven't functioned for over a year. So there's not even, you know, an elementary school network that you could use as, you know, distribution centers. There's no religious authority anymore. The churches were also corrupted over the last 10 years. People don't trust anyone. There's no local figures who they respect enough to allow them to manage and oversee the fair distribution of aid.
What about the Brazilian-led peacekeeping force, the coalition? Has it not been adequate at all?
Well, until about a month ago, they only had about half of the troops that had been promised by the UN, so they were unable to do anything more than just sort of, you know, put a Band-Aid on whatever the biggest problem was of the moment. In the last month, though, they have received, you know, significant reinforcements, and they're almost to full strength. And a couple of things happened in the last couple of weeks that I think has gained them some credibility. They moved against the gangs in Cité Soleil, one of the biggest slums in the capital, and they also contained a, you know, mini rebellion by former military soldiers who had occupied Aristide's residence and, you know, were threatening to, you know, make it into their new base and, you know, challenge the interim government. So these two moves, which were done in coordination with the fledgling Haitian police forces, gained a little bit of credibility for the UN mission that it did not have until the last 2 weeks.
Let's go back to the issue of the international protectorate, the possibility of doing so. First of all, what countries would need to take part, and would that include the U.S. or not?
I think everyone's of the same opinion that the United States does not have the appetite or the resources to lead such an international protectorate right now with the commitments the United States has in Iraq. I think it would likely fall to the countries that are taking part in the UN mission right now, you know, Brazil, Argentina, Chile. And as some of the analysts I spoke with mentioned, Latin American countries don't have the same appetite for occupation and, you know, administration of foreign countries that the United States has shown at times in its history.
What is CARICOM's position, CARICOM being the 15-nation political union that is based in the Caribbean? What's their position about a possible protectorate for Haiti?
CARICOM is refusing to even acknowledge the Haitian interim government. They're just in this standoff with the United States and much of the rest of the international community in refusing to acknowledge that the interim government has any authority in the country.
Well, you know, so-called protectorates have been tried in the past, from the post-World War I mandates to countries in the modern era as well. Most produced only indigenous resentment. Why would this be any different?
I think just because there's such a wide-scale breakdown of any social order in Haiti. There is nothing left that can rise to the occasion and lead a recovery and reconstruction effort. There are political parties that, you know, are at war with each other. The gangs hold sway in the slums, even though they're not that numerous. In the absence of any other authority or you know, law enforcement, they, you know, the gun rules.
Well, I want to go back to the point about Aristide for a moment, if I can. How might he be a player in any of this, whether or not there were to be a protectorate, or if things continue to spiral downward in the fashion that they have? Is it likely to? Is he a player still?
No, only in the sense that he still has the ear of some, you know, activists within the Lavalas family party, and is believed to be funneling support in the way of money and weapons to some of his allies who are still in the country. But there's no consideration being given by any of the actors in this situation to involving Aristide. As a matter of fact, there was a delegation of African Union leaders who visited with the interim government about 10 days ago, and they pledged to work with Thabo Mbeki in South Africa to try to get him to contain Aristide to the degree that Aristide is still trying to influence the situation in the slums especially.
How much does it help or hurt that the thought, the very idea of a protectorate for a place like Haiti is being promulgated by people from the United States? I'm thinking of Gabriel Marcella of the U.S. Army War College, who's suggesting that this is a good idea. If the United States is for it, then the people in Haiti must think, what, it's not a good idea. Yes or no? Or do you think?
No. For one thing, I don't think the United States collectively is for it. This is an academic idea that's being, you know, floated around and commented on. I don't think there's any genuine momentum toward, you know, establishing a protectorate in Haiti. The UN is still committed to its current course, which is the MINUSTAH mission. And I just don't see the visible hand of the United States behind this. It was an academic's proposal, and it's been supported in theory by a number of people. But I don't think the military and diplomatic forces of the United States are looking to this in any serious way right now.
But is it more than just a trial balloon, would you say, as an idea?
Well, I think it's a trial balloon being floated by people who do not have the power or means to make it happen.
Carol Williams is the Caribbean Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times. She joined us from Miami member station WLRN. Carol, thank you very much.
Thank you.